Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of the website EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty, and today I have Justin Wiggins returning to the show. Previously, he was on to talk about his book Surprised by Agape, where he tells about his difficult life journey and how C.S. Lewis, among others, helped him. Today, he is sharing about a book he co-authored entitled Surprised by Myth. It came out near the end of 2021. Welcome back to All About Jack, Justin.
Thank you, William. It's an honor to be on your podcast again, my friend, and I appreciate what you do for your podcast for promoting the works of C.S. Lewis and many other kindred writer friends within our Inklings community. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're quite welcome. Well, now, given you're not the only author, but Grant P. Hudson was also involved, let's begin by telling the origins of Surprised by Myth, but also who Grant is.
So Grant Hudson is the owner of Clarendon House Publications, which he started about 5 or 6 years ago, I believe. And he also started the Inner Circle Writers Group on Facebook. And he is a Yorkshire native. And Grant has been reading C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien, George MacDonald, and Owen Barfield, and G.K. Chesterton for many years, and he suggested the idea for Surprised by Myth to me about 2 years ago, and I was absolutely enthralled with that idea. And 2 years later, after exchanging emails and sending a draft to him, we had a manuscript for a book, and so it was an absolute honor to co-write Surprised by Myth with him. And it was actually published back in October, and it felt absolutely incredible to hold a physical copy of it in my hands. And we were so honored to have your endorsement, as well as Colin Duryea's and David Jack and Patty Callahan, Henry, Don King, Stephen Beebe, and others.
Well, now, Justin, the majority of your book consists of what I might call bite-sized thoughts by each of you. How was it decided who wrote about the different topics?
So Grant Hudson did all of the editing and the organization for the book, and he did a very good job. I was really excited and really pleased when he sent me the final manuscript. So he was the one who put forth the effort into the editing, and also he's been doing professional editing and teaching and writing for many years, so he certainly knows what he's doing, and I'm really thankful that he wanted to co-write Surprised by Myth with me. And in deciding about the particular different writers, we sent excerpts to each other. So for example, I decided I wanted to write an essay about the legacy of George MacDonald, and Grant Hudson would send me short pieces that he wrote about Tolkien's mythology. And so that really helped us both narrow down the particular themes in these amazing writers that we wanted to include in the book. And we also agreed that we would both write about, again, Charles Williams and Tolkien and George MacDonald, Dorothy Sayers, and approach their works in the context of writing about particular themes in their writings. And so that really helped narrow down how we were going to collaborate on the book. And it was quite fun, and it all turned out very well.
Great. Well, now while we can't explore all the chapters or topics, share a few that you wrote, like maybe three or four, that will provide the listener with a taste of what the book is like.
So just to share three particular short pieces I wrote. One is called The Legacy of George MacDonald, and in that essay, I wanted to write about why MacDonald is often overlooked and how frustrating that is, but also at the same time, how in our modern day world, through the George MacDonald Society and through word of mouth and through films that are inspired by C.S. Lewis and Tolkien, for example, the most recent film, The Fantasy Makers, that was a great example of MacDonald being given the recognition he deserves. And it was an absolute honor to write that essay because he's one of my favorite writers. And I'm always encouraged when I encounter people who love Lewis and Tolkien and Dorothy Sayers and Chesterton and Madeline L'Engle that have also read MacDonald. And actually, I was also inspired to write that by a recent trip to Scotland that I took back in September and October, and I got to spend some time with my Scottish friends David Jack and his wife Jessica Jack. And David does a really good job with translating the Scottish novels of MacDonald into English through the works of MacDonald.com. The second particular essay is called Ryan Pemberton and Vocation, and that was inspired by a trip to California that I took in 2019. There was a George MacDonald Society writers group there in Folsom, California that Michael and Judy Phillips hosted, and it was a wonderful gathering of kindred spirits. And while I was there, I drove a rental car, which I was quite nervous about in California, first time driving in California in my life, and drove from Folsom to Berkeley. And I got to meet Ryan Pemberton and had a good lunch with him and a good conversation about our own life journeys and how we embraced faith and encountered the writings of C.S. Lewis. And his book called My Journey to C.S. Lewis's House and Back Again had a really powerful impact on me when I read it a few years ago, and he signed my copy of it, which meant quite a lot. And so that was a really rich experience. And the third particular essay is called The Horse and His Boy on Stage. And that was inspired by a onstage play performance that of The Horse and His Boy that the Logos Theater put on in Taylor's, and they are based in Taylor, South Carolina. Nicole and Noah Stratton are the founders of the Logos Theater, and they started with The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and then they did Prince Caspian, and which I didn't see those sadly, but and Doug Gresham came for the performance of The Horse and His Boy, and I got to spend some time with him and his assistant Robert Kassar, and their onstage play of that amazing Narnia book just blew me away, and I certainly experienced that Zinzook joy that Lewis conveys in that book, and as well as all the Narnia books. I was amazed at the acting and the music, the choreography, how they brought Shasta and Erebus and the Pevensey children and Aslan to life, as well as their puppets that they had for the horses. They were very lifelike. I was amazed at all of the hard work that they put into that. And so those are three particular pieces that I included in the book.
Okay, well, now next, among the regular writings that Grant did, share several that the readers might especially enjoy.
So for Grant Hudson, a few that I believe many readers would enjoy. One is called How Narnia Developed, which is inspired by that wonderful essay that Lewis wrote called How It All Began with the Picture. And the second particular essay that Grant Hudson wrote is called The Friendship of Tolkien and Lewis about how they first met, I believe in 1926. There's a wonderful essay about their bond of friendship and the role that Tolkien played in C.S. Lewis's conversion and how they encouraged each other in their academic careers and in their writings. And the third essay, and honestly, it was my favorite of all the essays that Grant Hudson wrote in the book called Middle Earth. And it is a great expression of gratitude by Grant Hudson to how meticulous and thought-provoking and just absolutely amazing in how Tolkien developed this mythology based off of his love for language and myth.
Well, now, if I recall correctly, a couple of the selections are character studies, which Grant did. One relates to Gandalf and the other to Frodo. pick one of them, and without giving away the farm, so to speak, what is some of what we can learn from it?
So the one particular essay that Grant Hudson wrote about Frodo conveys the courage and the theological virtue of faith that any reader can appreciate about Frodo's journey in the story. And I really like the way that Grant Hudson conveyed that particular theological virtue of hope in the essay.
Well, now, Surprised by Myth is not your only book. You actually did a one by yourself, and I had you on the podcast for that. Briefly share about it, especially the name of it, since I haven't revealed it. And then also, I understand you had a novel that was published last year, so tell us briefly about both.
And so the first time I was on your podcast, that was an interview, was about my first book, Surprised by Agape, and it was published by Grant Hudson of Clarendon House Publications in 2018. It was my first book that was ever published, and I honestly felt like I could call myself a writer, and I was quite nervous, of course, about being on your podcast because I'd only had been on another podcast interview with David Bates of Pints with Jack, but it turned out really well, and it was a really fun interview to do with you, and it was an honor to have Dr. Don King's endorsement for the book, as well as Dr. Carolyn Curtis and Scotsman David Jack, and many people read it, and all the responses were positive, and I was absolutely delighted and very, very moved when I would read reviews on Amazon and Goodreads. And I also was able to do a book signing at Barnes & Noble I used to work for, and the book signing was in February of 2020. And so it was very successful for a first book, and you never know how these things will go, of course. And so it was really encouraging, and I felt like I had contributed something valuable to the Lewis and Tolkien and George MacDonald Inklings community. So my third book is called Marty and Irene, and it's an epistolary novella that was published by Steve Calte of Impspired, and a Irish poet friend of mine named Jer White connected me with Steve Calte. And back in August, I had a manuscript for it, and my friend Timothy Silver did the illustration for the cover and did an amazing job and really brought the characters to life. And I reached out to Steve Calte, and he read the manuscript, and he offered a contract for the book, which I was very excited about, especially since it was my first full-length work of fiction. And so he edited the manuscript, and we got the endorsements from my Irish writer friend, Jer White, which was an honor because some of the book is actually set in Ireland. And I had recently gone to Ireland, and so while I was there, I was trying to imagine what it would be like for the characters to actually be in Ireland. And that trip inspired me to finish the book. And also another local writer friend named Henry Mitchell also endorsed the book, which was an absolute honor because they have been reading and writing longer than I've been alive. Of course, they're young at heart. And it was an honor to have their endorsement for the book. And it's had some positive responses on Goodreads and Amazon, which, as you know, as a writer, is really encouraging when people take the time to read something honest and hopeful that you've written for people of all worldviews. And the fourth particular book that will be coming out this year by Steve Calte of Impspired is called Tirnanog, and it's based off the ancient Irish legend of Tirnanog, which in the myth is the land of eternal youth. And I got the inspiration for that also when I was in Ireland, Scotland, and England back in September and October. And I was thinking about Lewis's youth in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and how he heard all of those wonderful ancient Celtic myths from his nurse while growing up as a young lad. And that myth of Tir na n Og to him roused that zinzuk, the yearning and longing that he called joy. And in the book, which is a collection of poems and short stories and essays about writers from Ireland, Scotland, England, and here in America, conveys that same zinzuk joy that the Tir na n Og myth inspired in his life. And you can see parallels with the Tir na n Og myth with the Narnia books. And so I had the idea for it and wrote out the manuscript, and the cover and the back cover looked great. Steve Calte did a really brilliant job of designing it, and I was honored to have Jer White and Henry Mitchell's instruments, and I'm really looking forward to having it published this year, and I'm anticipating holding a physical copy of it in my hands. And it means quite a lot when people take the time to read something that you've written and to write a review on Goodreads or Amazon. So I feel very thankful for the opportunity and thankful to Steve Calte for publishing Marty and Irene and also Tir na n Og, which doesn't have a particular release date yet, but that will be announced soon.
Well, now for people that want to keep track of what you are going to be doing in the future and things like that, since we're recording here in early February 2022, how can they find you online?
Yeah, so if they Google Justin Wiggins, Clarendon House Publications, my writer's page will come up on the Clarendon House Publications website. And also if they go to Inspired, Marty and Irene is on the Inspired writer's page, of course, which will bring them to Amazon. So if they also Google Justin Wiggins, Marty and Irene, that particular book will come up on Amazon as well. And of course, I have a personal Facebook page and a writer's Facebook page, which I have found to be both good ways of promoting my friends' books and podcast and businesses and music, but also my own work, because as you know, you can't be too shy to promote your own work when you're starting out. But it's all about community and human connection. I love promoting my friends' art and have gladly continued to do so.
Well, now getting back to Surprised by Myth, one you co-authored with Grant P. Hudson, tell us what has been the reaction of, feedback, comments since the book came out about 4 months ago at the time of this recording.
So the response has been incredibly encouraging. We've had some really great reviews from people on Amazon and Goodreads. And if all goes well with the C.S. Lewis Oxbridge event this summer, I will be doing a small book signing during one of the creative nights at the Bag End Cafe.
Oh, great. Well, what was the most enjoyable part of writing this book, and what was the most challenging?
So the most challenging part of writing the book was being incredibly intimidated when I was co-writing it with Grant Hudson, because he knows the works of Lewis and Tolkien and MacDonald much better than myself, because he's been reading and writing about them for many years. So I was really intimidated by that. And I never co-authored a book with a professional publisher, writer, and scholar, but it allowed me to get out of my comfort zone, and it turned out really well. And the most enjoyable part of the creative journey was getting to write these essays about these amazing writers who always challenge me and that encourage me and that remind me of my identity in Christ and that always give me great spiritual nourishment from their works. And so it felt like I was able to contribute another book to the Lewis and Tolkien and Inklings community, and to have the endorsements that we had, again, from yourself and Doug Gresham and Colin Duryea, Don King and David Jack and Patty Callahan and others, was quite an honor, because many of you all are very busy and do a lot of good work in the Inklings community. So to have the endorsements and the responses that Grant Hudson and I have had has been incredibly encouraging, and I'm immensely thankful.
Yes, it's a great group of friends that we have, and it's good when things are even so busy that we take time to help each other out in whatever way possible. Well, Justin, as we wrap up here, go ahead and share a little bit about a couple other essays, if you like, that you haven't mentioned. One from you and one from Grant, along with where people can get a copy.
Sure. So two particular essays that I would like to share about. One is called The Eccentric Dorothy Sayers, and that was inspired by a wonderful, beautiful, cloudy, rainy day, typical English weather, in Oxford, England. And I was with Colin Duryea and Cindy Zutis, and Colin showed me the birthplace of Dorothy Sayers, and the day before he had given me a copy of his biography on Dorothy Sayers that had just recently came out in 2021, called Death, Dante, Lord Peter Wimsey, which was incredibly exciting. And it was amazing getting to see many of the places that inspired Dorothy Sayers, Lord Peter Wimsey books, and where she studied at Oxford, and where she worked at for Blackwell's, and she did advertising for Guinness, and the inspiration that she got for her plays, and one of her most well-known works called The Mind of the Maker. And Colin and I got a picture outside of her home, and he was holding a copy of Surprised by Agape, and I was holding a copy of his book. So that brings back a really good memory and inspired that essay that I wanted to include in the book. And also another particular essay is called Oxford, North Carolina, and Zinzook. And in that essay, I tried to capture how the landscape here in the mountains of North Carolina, where I live, conveys that Zinzook mystical yearning and longing. And I've been so thankful to have lived here for the past 6 years. I gladly now call this area home. And how also Oxford inspires that mystical yearning and longing. And it brings back to my mind the first time I flew on a plane in my life. I was 28, and it was a wonderful 10-day short study abroad trip with Dr. Don King and a few other students from Monterey College. And it was amazing getting to see all the places associated with Lewis in Oxford, such as the Eagle and Child pub where he would go with Lewis and Tolkien, and the church where he's buried at with his brother Warney, Holy Trinity, and Magdalen College where he worked for many years, and Blackwell's Bookshop where he would also go, Shotover Hill, the Lamb and Flag pub, the Mitre Inn where the Inklings would also go, and the St. Mary the Virgin Church where he preached The Weight of Glory. And so I was really experiencing that Zinzook joy the first time I went there. And it was amazing getting to be back in Oxford after 3 years, because of the pandemic and the shutdown that happened. It was such a joy to be around Colin and Cindy again and England. And although I only spent one day in Oxford, it was amazing. And also, of course, getting to getting to experience Ireland and Scotland for the first time and spending my birthday in Dublin, Ireland was really special. So the experience of being back in Oxford and really rich, life-changing experiences that I've had since I've lived here in the mountains of North Carolina inspired that essay, and it is a great tribute to the legacy of the great Irishman C.S. Lewis, such as your podcast is.
All right, well then, and then finally, where can people get a copy? You've referenced it, but let's give them a good reminder here at the close.
So, indeed. So, people can find Surprised by Myth on the Clarendon House Publications website or also on Amazon.
Oh, excellent. And so, we encourage people to check those places out. And then, as noted earlier, I did a full interview with Justin on Surprised by Agape. I'll have a link in the show notes for that. Well, Justin, thanks again for being on All About Jack.
Thank you, William. I appreciate you having me on your podcast again, my friend. And I appreciate you, what you do through your podcast, through promoting Lewis's writings and other mutual friends in the Inklings community. You do a very good job, sir.
Thanks also goes to you, the listener, for your interest in this episode of All About Jack, one of the many resources from EssentialCSLewis.com. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty, the creator and producer of this show. Be sure to visit EssentialCSLewis.com for a variety of content, including a series new for 2022 called Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. In addition to previous episodes of All About Jack, among other things, you'll find various articles about quotations credited to Lewis that he may not have written on my website as well. Also, consider checking out my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. That also has a visual edition of the weekly quotes. There's a link in the show notes to it. Today, you heard an interview with Justin Wiggins. It was about the book he co-authored entitled Surprised by Myth. You'll find a link in the show notes about getting a copy, along with other related links. Speaking of those notes, you can find them at EssentialCSLewis.com and look for this show. But it might be just as easy to find them where the podcast is hosted, which is allaboutjack.podbean.com. Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. You can also listen to All About Jack via iTunes, see the show notes for a direct link to it there, and consider rating my show on iTunes to help others find it. And of course, please consider sharing this show so others can hear it. Before closing out, in case you didn't know, I've written two books related to C.S. Lewis. Buying them is a great way to indirectly support this podcast, so it can continue to be made freely available. In 2018, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis was published. It explores 75 quotations credited to Lewis. Most are not by him, some are paraphrases, and a few are ones that could be misunderstood without more context. Then in 2016, my first book was released. It's an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters, humorously called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. Learn more about it and get a free PDF sample by visiting ScrewtapeCompanion.com. Finally, thank you again for listening to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty.